Dear Internet.
That's a terrifying intro.
It truly was.
My boyfriend is obsessed with an anime girl.
Naturally, we all are.
At first, I noticed that he has her on his phone as his wallpaper. It didn't really bother me at first, so he likes anime. That's no big deal.
It is a big deal, but...
No, it's normal. It's normal.
But later, I found out he has a lot more stuff with the same anime girl on it. His desktop wallpaper consists of her and her friends. He has four big figures of her and a wall scroll of her dressed scantily in a bikini. About a week ago, I was staying at his place and his alarm was a Japanese female voice.
That baby does not like this story.
This baby is like, dump him, get out of here.
Babies hate anime.
Oh, that's a documented fact. Yeah.
He quickly turned it off, and he said that he must have selected the wrong file by accident. But it was a bit suspicious, so I looked up the voice actress of this anime girl online, and I'm like 90% sure at least that that's the same voice. So this anime girl apparently wakes him up every morning.
Normal. Totally normal behavior.
Living the dream.
All right, here's where we really go downhill fast. Once I searched for her name on his computer, and I found that he has an entire folder dedicated to her.
Oops.
Pictures and artwork, some explicit, some not. And even an entire comic, which was also explicit. I didn't have time to search through it properly, but it was probably over 1,000 pictures.
Fuck. Why? I only need 8.
Should I talk to him about this? I'm not really into anime, so maybe I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But I find this really unhealthy.
Well, let's all agree that this is a totally normal behavior for anyone depraved enough to enjoy an anime.
I mean, why shame this guy for doing something natural?
We're very sex positive here in Dear Internet. And, you know, if you want to crank it real hard to, you know, your favorite Vocaloid or your, you know.
Your Hazani Mikus and such, you know.
Well, that's my first question. Who do we think
I actually know exactly who it is.
Well, then let us guess.
Who would be your anime girlfriends? Or boyfriends, or whoever.
Yaruichi from Bleach.
Oh, correct. Yeah. That's a good...
She turns into a kitty cat.
Yes.
Victor from Yuri on Ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Michael knows who he's talking to. Nick.
Oh, God.
What anime do you like other than Dragon Ball Z?
What's your jacket it to?
I was going
to
say the entire cast of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's a girl from K-On! Named Mio. She's in a band.
Is that good?
I looked her up. She looks about 13 years old. Not looking good for my man here in this question.
We like to steer away from topics like pedophilia on Dear Internet.
She might not be 13.
She is like
when you think like anime girlfriend, that she is in the dictionary under anime girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah,
I played a video game before and they're very clever. They made the 11-year-old girl 4,000.
Oh, that's a classic in anime. They love that.
Yeah. So it's not wrong.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I actually think it's a little bit more demented that he has like not explicit pictures. It's just like, this is my girlfriend.
Isn't she so cute? What is the thing called where you watch people eat food on YouTube?
Not four.
That's different.
That's a different thing. We found the anime
fan. That's
fans.
Where you are eating on the internet.
Is there any other thing on YouTube?
What is it? A buck rack? Mukbang. Yeah, mukbang. Yeah.
I did not... You guys have shocked me. This is a thing I did not know about until right now.
A mukbang, you know?
I wasn't into it, but in the extra information, did it talk about videos of her eating food? Because now I'm into it.
It didn't.
Okay.
But maybe that was in the areas that she didn't get to in the folder.
Is that Pickle Lady mukbang? You know the pickle lady?
No.
I don't.
Look up pickle ASMR for a nice little treat.
So. You say pickle lady, like that's a thing we all know.
It was very popular on
so
the internet.
Obviously, this is normal and
you are
fine.
Very
totally
but
normal.
Just to play devil's advocate, how would she approach him?
Right.
On this subject.
I think what she needs to
call
do...
Call the cops.
The anime cops. I think she needs to dress up as this character.
Ooh.
And
oh
come
God.
To his
really?
House.
Oh, yeah. Really feed into it?
You're saying she should lean into it.
Yeah.
But I like lean into it and then be like, I know what you've
yeah.
been doing.
But never bring it up.
No, just dress it and not address it at all.
Yeah.
You know what? That's correct. That's the best
do
way to
like
do
this,
it.
Like this, boyfriend Sean.
Over the course of a year, add one piece at a time until you become her. And then
and
she can
just
be like...
constantly desensitize your that. That's her all the time.
Exactly.
Or she should get really obsessed with whatever the male character is in that show.
There probably isn't one.
She should,
seriously?
She should get obsessed with the guy from One Piece. That guy.
Oh, you got... You know,
Luffy.
The guy from
Luffy.
One Piece.
Luffy.
The stretchy arm man, right?
Yeah, he thinks north is up. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah. I like that tack as well. Just like slowly getting her own anime boyfriend.
Yeah, her own anime boyfriend.
And I think the key thing is never talk about it.
Yeah.
Whoa,
just never address it at all.
I mean, broadly speaking, we always encourage everyone to change yourself for your weird pervert boyfriend.
That's relationship 101.
Yeah. If you find yourself in this issue, break up with them and leave. And
dress as that anime person, and that will solve all your problems.
Yeah.
I think that is true.
It fixed my relationship.
It'll work for you, too.
I have cartoon eyebrows and facial expressions that I wear at home.
Yeah.
Dana loves it.
She does.
Don't ask her about it, though.
Yeah.
Well, so I think we solved that one.
Yeah
we solved that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is great, because now... we get to talk about something that's really important to me, and that is harnessing the power of the paranormal to keep my upstairs cool. I bet you guys can't tell that this question's from our paranormal. The spare bedroom is haunted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Already we're let's just not, I think it is. It's
no, that's
it is.
Factual. Yeah.
Okay, but would you rather like the whole house be haunted or just the spare bedroom?
If you can keep it contained, I think that's ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially in this instance, as we will continue to find out.
Not for cooling efficiency, but go on.
Well, unless you're harnessing the paranormal to keep your upstairs cool. I have this repeating nightmare that I need to go upstairs, but the light doesn't work very well. And it's just dim, and I can feel something waiting for me up there. Mm-hmm. Then I just wake up.
Uh-huh.
I always feel watched.
That's called sleeping.
But these are just dreams.
It's like, I felt time go by, and I laid in a bed, and then all of a sudden...
the Lord was watching me sleep.
I time traveled to the morning.
People that believe in ghosts are worse than anime fans. Sorry.
Ghosts are real.
Let's give a show of hands. Are ghosts real?
Ghosts are real.
That's not that many. Okay.
That's 100%.
I can't
see
anything.
Wow, 100%. Tim's wrong.
Wow.
Man, Tim... it's got to be a tough one, buddy.
We get all these from Reddit. Very rational websites. So.
Yeah.
I always feel watched from the room if the door is open, so it's always closed. Smart.
Okay.
Got to close
that
door.
Yeah.
It's freezing cold in there, even though the AC vents are closed. So the rooms I do use can be a little bit colder.
Is it winter when it's cold in there?
I
don't think so. They're talking about AC.
They're talking about AC, my man?
Guess what? The heat comes out of those same vents.
That is true.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So they're trying to keep it cool during the winter.
Okay.
Does she not know when winter is? That's my question. That could be
that's a
the
fair
solution.
Question.
Well, let's hear it. Let's Ghostbusters.
I'm going to hear you out, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually where you might change your mind.
Uh-oh.
I will never change my mind.
At night, people who stay over tell me they can see their breath in the room.
That means it's cold.
Yeah.
I went in there around 1 or 2 a.m. last week and could just barely see my breath. So out I go, closing the door behind me, not even turning the lights off. Correct. That is the bad choice to do.
It's like they're saving money by having ghosts, but losing money by always leaving the goddamn lights
off. You've got to turn your lights off, man.
Yeah, just because you're a creepy weirdo ghost fetishist doesn't mean you are going to waste energy.
It's my number one dad thing about me is that I will turn every light off in the house as I go through the home.
Nice.
She's my daddy.
Dad.
There's a light fan.
Speaking of,
who's a fan of dads?
In between our two weekend dads here.
We are between our two fathers.
Yeah.
Last year, Nick was in the middle, and Michael was like, I didn't see you guys for 3 hours.
Gotta keep the shorties in the middle.
I've been told twice so far at GigglyCon, like, you're so much smaller than I thought. And I'm like, I'm fatter than I've ever been in my life. You mean I'm that short.
Yeah,
I heard that people keep mistaking you for me.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened. Yeah.
Well, we enjoy a warm brew every now and again.
That's a joke from our first panel where I told people to call Tim Nick.
That you should have gone to.
I don't like it.
Today I noticed it's hot as hell upstairs, but it's daylight, and I do have company coming over, so I went into the spare bedroom with a box fan and a Bible.
So they're Christian.
You got to keep it safe when you're dealing with haunted rooms.
You
got to
circulate the
holy. Exactly. Yeah. Or like, I wasn't actually, you know what, actually, can we investigate this for a second? Because
we're gonna why is
that was funny.
Fire.
Don't do that again.
Well, the Bible's there to protect you from Satan.
I think the Bible vampires. Was like scaring the ghosts out of the room so they would leave.
I don't know.
Jennifer. I think the real problem is the ghost vapors, right? They're going
to
get out.
Jennifer went to Harvard, so she knows the most about Bible ghosts.
You went to Harvard?
She always brings it up.
I am the most preeminent, that's not the right word. Preeminent, thank you.
That was the right time to say it.
Yeah, there you go.
Ghost Bible expert.
Jennifer.
In the Northeast.
What is the Christian Bible's position on ghosts?
Real as hell.
Real as hell.
not the Holy Ghost, other ghosts.
There's definitely demons in the Bible because they go into all those pigs and
they
jump
pigs.
Off
they
the
primarily
cliff.
Go in pigs.
But that's not a ghost.
Can we finish it? We're getting on a ghost on a Bible tangent.
The fans have been running for an hour now, blowing the cool haunted air into the rest of the upstairs, and it feels great in here now. So, because this is, I chose this question and I can do what I want, there's not actually a question here. I just wanted to talk about this. So, what I want to talk about is how else can we harness the power of the paranormal in our everyday lives?
Well, in this situation, it's only power as it makes things cold.
That's a very good power.
But, it is. But ghosts are documented to do things like knocking shit off things, like moving things around.
Like, so are cats. They do that too.
That is true.
But it's not as scary because you know, like, what did it, but like, think about how, like, if you have an enemy that you just hate, but you can't, like, do anything to them, just be like, all right, ghost.
My friend Trevor from work.
Just knock.
You're going to send a ghost at
they
your
put
friends?
They put their drink too often, too precariously close to the edge, and you punish them for it.
Okay. So, I love every part of this question, of course, but I just love how matter-of-fact, like, it just fucking worked. It wasn't like, I did this.
This person is giving advice to everyone on our paranormal, like, when you got a haunted room, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, if you have a haunted room, box fans.
Box fans.
Just blow it out.
Box fan, Bible, haunted room, done.
I'm not a scientist, but, like, this has to be real because heat rises, right?
Yeah,
so there's no way
true.
The top part is cold.
See what I'm saying?
Real.
Spare rooms are always in the second story.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use the ghost on your enemies, though, does the box fan work to move the ghost around?
I don't think so. I think the ghost was obviously extremely horribly murdered in the room, and then you know, they hang out by, I guess, holding bags of ice or something.
So we're really focusing on the cold powers of the ghost.
Yeah. Well, I think they just watched The Sixth Sense too many times, and now they're like,
the scariest movie in the world, still traumatized by it.
May I posit another theory?
Okay, I want
absolutely.
To hear it.
What if question asker is the ghost?
What?
As we all know, the only way ghosts can interact with us is making things different temporary and writing on the internet. What if people are in that room and that's why it's cold?
A real other situation.
Oh, man.
That's
the ghost wants
up.
To be useful and loved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't we all? Man.
Damn.
I relate to this ghost so much.
Damn, it's true.
I wish I was a dead ghost.
Same.
Or dead.
Hard same.
Nicholas?
Oh, man. All right. That ghost stories. We solved done. It. It's done. All right.
Those are real. They're your friends. And they
that
just
is so
be
weird
loved.
That I just can't use too much of my brain on it, or else I'm going to get like I'm going to pass out.
I've been thinking about this one for days since I saw it on the internet. It's been haunting me personally. Oh, wow.
And we can truly tell who brought these questions out, since so far we've got anime and ghosts
and the Bible
and we're about to get murdered.
It's literally. Oh.
All right. This story from Reddit is all about finding a good deal on a flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta find a good deal on your flat.
When you go to when one goes to a flat, yeah.
Yeah. We all know flats are not.
They're European apartments.
Like, you know, yeah. Angled. They're flat.
You're making geometry jokes.
Yeah, I'm making geometry. Boyfriend and I are planning on moving in together after finding a flat.
So let me stop you right there. They're not Christians. This one's not Christian.
Wow.
That one was
living
Christian.
In sin.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's how you make ghosts.
Yeah, don't do that. Do not.
Oh.
First advice, don't move in.
Yeah.
If Dear Internet's a Christian podcast.
My one of my teachers, he's a big man. He told us new racist terms, which I didn't know about, made me sad to this day. And he also said the only reason why people would move in together before they're married is for free sex.
He was right.
Wow, how many of y'all like sex?
Hell yeah.
No one likes sex.
Oh, man. Yeah, an unmarried couple living together, every time they kiss, they make a new ghost.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Recently, our realtor showed us a huge flat in a really nice building in a really prime spot. She was really upfront about it and said that the previous tenant was strangled and murdered. Note, this was nearly 10 years or 10 months ago, not years.
A little different.
The flat had been sitting empty since then, despite renovations. The owner did decide to push it on the market again, but the price is heavily reduced. Now, this is the part I find ridiculous. It is $4,000 a month.
A steal.
Down from $7,500 a month.
I don't think this was in the U.S., so this might be different.
I think it's flat, so it's probably pounds.
Or
isn't that more than dollars?
Or euros.
Yeah, that's way worse, actually.
I think so.
Where's John? How much is an apartment in the London town? Are they $4,000?
Let's talk real estate.
A huge flat.
Okay. Right. Yeah, sure.
Our resident London
That's
expert.
A lot. Tell us how much you make.
Let's see that paycheck spelled with a Q-U-E on the end.
According to them, it is quite a steal.
Okay.
So my boyfriend is ecstatic. He thinks this is a great deal. He said it's amazing, and it's still on the market.
I agree.
I raised some concerns, namely that I'm not sure if I feel comfortable.
Living in a murder house? I don't understand.
I mean, why wouldn't the price go up? I don't understand. Well,
the other thing is you're going to save on utilities because of the cold ghost.
All right. I'm not a math man, if you will. But what are the chances that two people get murdered in the same flat?
Yeah, it's like lightning. It's probably...
You're good.
Good.
Like, don't you guys like... Whenever you see a plane crash that, like...
You get
like
on that plane.
The wheel, like, comes up, and it just kind of smashes into the ground. But everyone's fine, right? You're like, God, I wish I was on that plane. I would be done with crashing an airplane.
Yeah, because
I would never have to worry about it
never
again.
Never going to happen
You're
again.
More likely to be eaten by pigs than you are being in an airplane accident.
That's a fact, Jack.
Yeah. We've been getting into heated arguments where he said, of course he won't force me to live somewhere I don't want, but he's disappointed in me.
The worst thing you could possibly be is someone.
The worst thing you could be is disappointed. For falling for this. And that he... this trap. These concerns about... Blood in the carpet.
Yeah, the actively clanking chains at all hours of the night.
Why is it so cold in here? And he thought that I was better than believing in ghosts and superstition. What a jerk.
I hate this guy.
We already, like, 100% of these people believe in
100%
ghosts.
100% of the audience believes in ghosts.
And now this person is calling you all not very smart.
Yeah. I will say, whenever you get John, I'm sorry. Whenever you get a our relationships from the United Kingdom, that shit's wild. They'll like be like, my boyfriend drove me out to the middle of the what's a, the not the woods, whatever they have.
A moor.
A moor.
Yeah. They drove me in the middle of moors, and then he kicked me out of the car. What did I do wrong?
You're laughing, but that's a real one.
That is a real one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can talk about it in a future episode.
Is it true, though? I don't know what she's asking here about the ghosts. Am I being unnecessarily irrational?
I think she's asking if she's being. Is it true that she's being
irrational and disappointing?
I mean, if we say that she's not being irrational, like the whole beginning of the show is.
Useless. That makes us liars.
Yeah, it makes us liars.
Well, so would you, what would cross your mind if you were buying an extremely murderer house?
The thing is this, that I like to pretend like I have bravado and be like, hell yeah, I live in a murder house, whatever, but I'm a huge scaredy cat, and I don't know if I would do it or not.
I refuse to see Hereditary because I'm just so afraid of it.
We're shopping for a home now. We're trying to buy somewhere. And I was like, oh, if you have any murder houses, please show them to us. But don't tell me about the murder. Like, right. I know you have to disclose that, but just don't. I'm good. I waive the right to know about the murder.
They just, like, wink at you, like, if you ask me, you shouldn't have a knife in your bedroom.
People would kill for this apartment.
What a killer
Someone
deal.
Someone would kill and eat their husband for this apartment.
Nobody was cooked on this stove.
Let me show you the rooms where people weren't dissected.
Ooh. I hope it's all of them.
Yeah. I would extremely live in a murder house, and if you live in a murder house, 110% of the time, like, well, here's, like, my big closet, walk-in closet. Mm-hmm. We couldn't fit the couch in this area like we wanted. This is where someone was shot 9 times, right there. See that chip right there? That's where some of their skull went in.
No. That's, he was shot 3 times. The 9-shot guy was upstairs.
Yeah. That's a kid's room.
Yeah.
Do you think it would matter? I know maybe I'm, like... extrapolating a little bit, but...
Because, again, we want to provide, guidance.
Exactly.
Broadly, because we'll all face this at some point.
Yeah, so. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a killer deal.
Since this flat is absolutely haunted, would it matter what kind of ghost was left behind? Mm. Would that sway you one way or the other?
I mean, a ghost that was strangled to death, like, would they have any specific...
Maybe not a lot of noise?
It's not going to be a noise-based thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or it'll be a really croaky kind of
noise. Ooh, no good.
Are we saying the ghosts, like, their ghost power is based on how they were killed?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, so I guess in this properties. Question, your question was, they were frozen to death, I guess, is the...
Oh, yes.
Man. You know what? We got there. We figured it out.
Yeah.
A to B to C.
So what
say.
They should do for the first question, for the ghost question, burn someone?
Ooh. Balance it out.
Well, so is her concern that there's going to be a ghost there, or is her concern that she's going to be living in some sort of strangle zone?
Is there...
We don't know from this question whether the murderer was caught. they might come back.
And murderers usually return to the scene of the crime to...
They gotta go back to the strangle zone. It's their favorite zone.
They didn't elaborate on if the murderer was caught or not.
Right.
You gotta get a boner somehow. Just gotta go there.
Yeah. If she's into... Maybe she's into weird sex stuff. Not weird. She's into fun sex stuff. And it's like...
She should dress up like the ghost and show her boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, I got these chains. Ooh. I'm freezing.
That's the new hot category on all the porn sites.
Well, exactly. Ghost porn.
Ghost play.
I'll tell you goddamn what. If these liberals keep going the way they're going, you know, who knows what the fucking... Ghost play is going to be the next thing.
Don't kink shame my chains. I love to rattle at you ominously.
My wrapped I have around left. My head. I don't like ghosts.
Are you talking about Jacob Marley right now?
I've been talking about Jacob Marley most of the time.
Do Do you think Jacob Marley is in the first house? He's very cold, I think.
Your house isn't haunted. You ate a bad cheese. I think is what
a
they said.
A bit of underdone potato. Yeah. I think that's it.
Oh, Ebenezer is really rich, but he ate a bad potato. Mm. Makes you think.
Well, makes you think.
He went pretty quickly to like, I've eaten some bad potatoes in my time.
I know what struggles are.
Yeah, I mean, he was famously cheap.
He was famously
so
cheap.
He would buy a bad potato.
Yeah,
that's true.
And anyway, we saw that.
You gotta live in the murder house. I'm sorry. It's just
buy a really so. Good, get a really good deal on the house too. Probably.
Can I go?
Yeah, go
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
This is a special one.
This is a special one in that I foisted it upon Tim mostly as a punishment and to make me laugh.
Oi, 17 male, did do me tours, and now me mom, 37 female, has put that money I was to get to... Sorry for screaming. to get to me half-siblings, four female twins, six male, money jar. I need it for a party tomorrow. I understand I was being a lazy fuck. She told me to do me chores last night and today, but I did do them. I was gonna do them. Tomorrow morning, me mom crackled at me an hour ago. She said I had my chance. She came home for her work, personal trainer, in a mood because of her allergies. She saw I still have not done them and told me I'm not getting my $50. Probably not British in this case, but
I think it might be Australian.
Yeah, you're gonna make it, she just switched.
You off guys, right now.
They immigrated here.
My little half siblings did all the did all their chores with me stepdad. They cleaned up their toys as they do daily and put them away. Blake is six, and he vacuums his and his sister's bedrooms, and me mom, or stepdad, watching. She's divided my money up three ways and put it in their money jar, so they made double what they normally make.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked.
Mom!
I need that money for a party tomorrow. I just started me school all the day, and I needed a boy some stuff for the party. She's not budging. Please help me come to an agreement with her.
He's so mad because he's got to buy Mike's hard lemonade for the party tomorrow.
Do we need to translate for the audience?
No, I think they got it. I'm famously really good at accents.
That's true.
Yeah. And that was by the shittiest lad in all of Australia, I guess. You know.
Okay, so.
I'm a shithead.
He was supposed to do chores.
Right.
Classic.
Didn't mom. Personal trainer.
I'm old. With allergies.
With allergies. Terrible allergies.
We're not sure whether or not they believe in ghosts or they're a Christian,
oh.
but. You
know. We might have to follow
up. We didn't really work on this one yeah. and tie it back in.
She came home and he had not done his chores.
Oh.
And
classic.
The other kids did.
Yeah.
They got the money.
Well, as you see, Blake, 6-year-old Blake, beautiful, perfect Blake, vacuumed.
He's only 6 years old and he vacuumed. Wow.
The best part about getting these, Jennifer edits out like 90% of the content of these things. And it's so funny, the weird side tangents. Like, how am I going to trick the internet and me being the worst lad in all of Australia to be like, I didn't do my charge. How am I going to get my money?
Yeah.
Like, well, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I started school break. And
you can especially tell when, like, a teenager wrote it because they're just, like, including information that does not matter.
Yeah.
Not at all. Like, my brother's name is Blake, and I need you to know this. My mom, personal trainer. Very hard.
I think, I can't remember if we said this in a real episode, but, like, the way that all relationships goes is, like, the first half is, like, oh, here's all this weird thing. Then the left half, like, ties into the title. But it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, my boyfriend threw spaghetti pasta on me when he got mad. Anyways, what am I doing wrong?
My boyfriend put me in the trunk of a car. Is it my fault?
Yeah. Like, and the title will be like, we had a disagreement about pasta. The first half is like, I think it's a little weird how much my boyfriend likes pasta. Should I be concerned?
Go to our relationships, sort by new. Yeah, that's where the fun is.
Or no. Controversial.
Yes, yeah, sort by controversial, okay. And that's where you're going to find the real gems on there.
Well, this was more or less what the fuck we're about to do for the next 9 years, I guess. Yeah. I was trying to figure out when one of us would die. One of us is going to die in 9 years.
9 years.
And that's we're going to haunt this very theater. Even if we don't die here, it's going to be really weird.
If if we die doing podcasts, you can come watch podcasts all year.
Whoa.
Ghost podcasts.
We'll haunt your headphones and your laptops.
Download a spooky RSS feed. With a bone-chilling 5-star review.
Whoa.
Yeah, so are we done talking about that question?
I don't want to talk. I hate this kid.
I wanted to talk to Michael, who has children, about how you would deal with the worst lad in all of Australia.
That's a tough one. I think I would just try to ignore him and give him some video games.
Okay.
Wow.
You got to.
Do you give your kids...
Yeah, done.
Do your kids have chores that they have to do?
Yeah.
Is it... I feel like vacuuming for a 6-year-old seems difficult. Do you agree with that?
Oh, there's vacuuming. The mom is watching and the stepdad.
Okay, all right.
My son is 15, as we know, which is very old. And vacuuming is the one thing that I will let him do because it is definitely the easiest.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. See, I don't know anything about children, so.
Kids are stupid, yeah, famously.
So, when I was growing up, when I was a mere 6'3, during the summers, we would have my mom would leave us a chore list that we'd have to get done before she got home. Very similar situation. But I also had friends down the street that would always come over. Mm-hmm. And before they would come over, I would erase my name from the chore and write the neighbor's kid's name on the chore list. And they would do it. Every time.
It's so fun to paint this fence.
For years, my friend growing up, John, thought that my mom was giving him chores. He had no idea.
John is so goddamn stupid.
Very stupid.
And I love him so much.
Your mom has like very nice handwriting, very nice, like literal shit on the paper. And he was like, okay, guess I'm, mopping the floor, the kitchen.
There's two things you need to know about John. I'm dumb as hell, and I'm a mom respecter.
So that is basically essentially our podcast.
Yes.
We answer questions on the internet, and then we sometimes learn fun facts about Nick's childhood.
That he was a fucking monster, apparently.
Castle Thrones is not going away because they are doing a million spinoffs. So whenever that's on the air, we're going to do that, and we're going to
leave now.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.